Good evening to everyone. I want to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely phenomenal call lined up for you guys tonight. We've got a guest speaker and trainer that somebody I truly admire and really respect and look up to, so I'm flat out excited about it. But before we get started, just going to give you a quick reminder that Mr. Ken Moore will be doing the Super Saturday in a training at the corporate headquarters of Legal Shield in Ada, Oklahoma, this Saturday. So if you have anyone within driving range to Ada, Oklahoma, you definitely want to get them out and put them in front of Mr. Moore. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to start out by going straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 income earner, the leader of the More Success Team, but most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy. I tell you what, we've had a great day, didn't we? We had a tremendous day today, and I think everybody probably on the phone did. If not, maybe they will tomorrow. They just got to get up and stay with it. You know, Jeremy, this next speaker, known him a long time, instantly seemed like made a bond with him. He's such an outstanding gentleman. He's a very articulate of what he does, but he's down to earth where you can understand what he's saying. He believes in going out there and making it happen. You know, someone asked me today, said, what else have I got to do? And I'd listened to him talk and what they said, and I just told him, I said, go to work. Because they'd been doing the right things on paper, but they'd been hanging around the house at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, and going out an hour or two and then sitting back and making some phone calls. You know, that's all good, but you got to have activity, but it's got to be productive activity. You know, this gentleman tonight, just like to call him a friend from Tennessee. He's a regional vice president of Tennessee. He's a platinum three jacket earner, million club member. Made his first million in this company in only 3 years. I'm telling you, that's unheard of. He made his first million in only 3 years. Think about that. He's someone you want to listen to tonight. He's someone you want to take notes to tonight. And then go out and just don't take your notes and listen. Go out and apply some of this thing to your everyday life. He's got 15 millionaire club members on his team and 35 six-figure ring earners. I tell you, anyone that can accomplish that with building a team, I'm personally going to listen to. I hope you will. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to tonight our friend, Mr. John Hoffman.
Thanks so much, Ken. Can you guys hear me all right?
Hear you loud and clear.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's an honor always to be on this call to think that 14 years ago, 14 short years ago, I had a chance to look at this company for the first time, and I am so blessed and thankful, you know, to the Lord that I had a chance to meet the Moore family, and it certainly started with Ken Moore. And not only is, well, I refer to Ken as one of the founding associates with this company, but like his grandson Jeremy said, an original, you know, millionaire club member. And you know, I learned a long time ago, and I learned the hard way, that if you want success, you study what successful people do. And one of the people I studied was Mr. Ken Moore. And so, you know, I appreciate the comments. And I had a chance to see Jeremy and his family just recently out there in Hawaii. I had a chance to see, you know, Randy and his family out there in Hawaii, and everybody just having a great time. And, you know, Ken, I don't know what you did wrong, but I guess you had to stay home and work while the kids were out there playing, huh?
Well, you know, John, I had my sister-in-law there and my wife there, two great-grandsons there, two great-granddaughters there, it just goes on, Jeremy's wife, my son, my daughter-in-law, and they left me home. But after all, someone has to support the family.
Here's the good news is you might want to get back out on the road, because I'm having to keep an eye on your wife out there. I had to keep an eye on Charlene at Torrey Pines in San Diego, and then I had to keep an eye on her and her sister out there in Maui, and they're a tough act to follow.
Well, I'll have to send you a check for that. I know it's a rough job.
Well, I tell you, I also heard Jimmy Parrish was on the phone tonight, and you know, just what an amazing organization. Here's a gentleman who's also one of the company's top, you know, group producers. And, you know, for everybody that's on this phone tonight, you know, that those intellectual properties that you all have access to is really a blessing. It's really unique. And, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, nobody's allowed to talk the talk unless they walk the walk. And Jeremy and Randy and Ken and certainly Jimmy Parrish, are all individuals who have stood the test of time by being out there in the trenches, by seeing the people and telling the story. And just for everybody on the phone tonight, now just real quick, my background prior to Legal Shield was corporate American small business ownership. I'm sharing this with you not because it's important, but maybe some of you can relate to it. And especially in light of today's, you know, economic uncertainties and troubling times as people are being downsized and unemployment sits above, you know, 8 and 9% at times. You know, but my background was corporate America, small business ownership, and I'm one of those statistics that you're reading so much about today. I got downsized in the oil industry when I was 26 years old in Houston, Texas, and I just simply felt at 26, if it happened once, it might happen again. So I didn't want to enter back into the corporate rat race where somebody else was calling all the shots. I realized the hard way I wasn't building my dream. I was building someone else's. And so I moved up to Austin, Texas, and started reading autobiographies of successful people and realized in the United States wealth was created through business ownership. So I moved back to my home state of Michigan. I loved the outdoors, and I started an environmental company where I thought we could, you know, impact Michigan's groundwater pollution problems by removing, you know, leaking underground storage tanks. And ladies and gentlemen, I had a good idea, but again, I was 2 years too early with the idea. I bartended at night. I framed houses in the morning for $7 an hour to try to keep my company from going bankrupt. And I got my butt kicked twice in a pretty short time because nobody taught me the value of timing. Nobody taught me how to identify trends, how to identify emerging growth markets, and more importantly, how to position myself in front of them. And so I got introduced to the direct selling industry in 1989. I fell in love with a company that had a great product. My wife and I studied the business with two of the company's top producers. Those individuals are still mentors of mine today. And within a six-year period, we built businesses in seven countries. I walked away from that company because it just wasn't a company I could continue to attach my credibility to. I didn't like some of the things that were happening in the company. And I started all over. We left a very large sales organization with that company. Just because it wasn't right for my wife and I didn't mean I had to make it unright for others. So we started over, and 14 years ago, I got introduced to Legal Shield. At the time, it was a company called Prepaid Legal. Today, it's called Legal Shield. And I'll tell you this. If you are taking notes, please start with this. 14 years ago, when I looked at this company, I immediately fell in love with the product. Now, when I was sitting there researching the company, what made sense to me was this. I knew that my family could benefit from having this service. I knew that we would have peace of mind. I knew that we could have protection and security. And I knew that we could save our family a lot of time and money. Basically, when you look at, you know, the motto with Legal Shield today, live worry-free, you know, today and forever. You know, and so 14 years ago, I knew if the product made sense for me and that we could benefit from it, I knew that I could be passionate about helping other families benefit from it too. Because the simple fact to all of this is we give people access to the legal community. And guess what? Only 20% of the people in this country have access and everybody else does not. So for the first time really in the history of the direct selling industry, we've actually undercut the marketplace. Now, if you think about that, what makes us so unique, unlike 99% of the other companies out there, whether it's an Amway, whether it's an Herbalife, whether it's a Nu Skin, whether it's a Melaleuca, you know, all of the products that those companies represent, products, goods, or services, maybe it's an Avon, maybe it's a Mary Kay, maybe it's a skincare, they are all more expensive with the direct selling companies. Okay, with us, our product is 52 cents to $1.19 a day versus $200 to $300 an hour. So when you take a look at what we've done, we've taken a privilege that was once only afforded by the wealthy, and we've got the ability to make it available to the middle class. So it isn't that, you know, Jeremy or Randy or Ken or Jimmy Parrish or myself, it isn't that we're all, you know, that good. You know, it isn't that we were born natural salesmen. It isn't that we were marketeers. The fact is all of us are passionate about a product that first makes a difference in our lives, and because it does, we know it can make a difference in other people's lives. So 14 years ago when I researched this company, for the first time in my career, I knew only one thing had to happen to be successful in Legal Shield, and you want to write this down. If you can just learn how to market a membership, you can become amazingly successful. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say this. You can become the envy of the world when it comes to lifestyle and financial independence. And all you have to do is learn to market a membership. Now, real quick, what happens when you market a membership? Follow me. First thing I do is I protect the family. You know, I looked at this as an opportunity 14 years ago, and within about 2 hours, it became a responsibility. Legal Shield no longer was an opportunity. It was a responsibility for me to share it with the North American market. Because if you don't have our product, you are going to get a butt whipping, you are going to get abused, you are going to get hurt by either businesses or individuals or something out there by being treated unfairly or by just getting in trouble because of, you know, something you didn't understand. You know, so, you know, when I looked at this, if I could learn how to market a membership, I knew that, number one, I could protect the family, and then, number two, I could get paid an awfully aggressive commission. Okay, the next thing that happened, number three, is I would get referrals. If you're taking notes, write this down. God's way of punishing you is making you cold call because you don't get referrals. Well, guess what? Every time I market a membership to somebody, I look right at them and I say, look, you know, now that you understand the value of our membership, can you think of five people you know who'd like to be protected against identity theft? Can you think of five people you know who'd like to have a comprehensive will? Can you think of five people you know who'd like to have their teenage drivers protected? Can you think of five people you know who'd like to have the same peace of mind you have? Okay? And you're going to automatically get five referrals. You can get more if you just ask for it. All right? Now what I do is I introduce the opportunity. And I say, okay, now that you understand the value of our membership, you can see why there's such momentum in the North American marketplace. You know, I look at the new member, and let's just say that person's name is Joe. I say, Joe, I need your help. I'm responsible for the company's expansion here in the Knoxville market. It's probably not for you, but you might know the types of people we're looking for. Who do you know that's dissatisfied? Who do you know that's interested in making an extra $500 to $1,000 a month? Who do you know that might be interested in a career and earning six figures? You know? And basically, I then introduce the opportunity. Now, Joe's either going to say, well, I tell you what, I'd like to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. Or Joe says, you know what? Because I believe in the membership, my sister just got laid off with Xerox out in California. Why don't you give her a call? So the reason you can be so successful in this great business, the reason you can eliminate a huge learning curve like so many other companies have, you know, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year to get your act together, a year to learn the business, 5 months to get your securities license, 5 months to become a skincare expert, you know, 5 months to become a medical professional because of all the nutritional crap that's out there. Here, you can have about a five-minute learning curve. You know, Ken, Jeremy, and Randy, and Jimmy can even, you know, make it less than that because they're some of the best when it comes to protecting families. My point being is if you can learn how to market a membership, you can not only build one of the largest organizations in Legal Shield, but you can now teach others how to market a membership. And so my mentor 23 years ago taught me this. This is a wealth-building principle that I still live by today. Number one, you need to use the product. So just write that down. Number one, use the product. The reason I share that with you is if you become a product of the product, everything else becomes really easy because you don't have to sell. You just have to share your story. Okay? So I was taught to use the product. Number two, once I became a product of the product, I was, number two, taught to share the product. Number three, I would share the opportunity. Number four, I would build for events. And then number five, if I wasn't doing one through four, I was teaching someone else how to do one through four. I like what Ken talked about a few minutes ago when he opened up the call. Don't confuse activity with productivity. Ladies and gentlemen, when someone calls me that's on my team and they want to talk, I have three questions for them. I say, hey, Ken, who did you talk to today? who are you going to talk to tomorrow, and who do you need me to talk to? I say, hey, Jeremy, who did you talk to today? Who are you going to talk to tomorrow, and who do you need me to talk to? We can talk about family. We can talk about hunting. We can talk about the Lord. We can talk about golf. We can talk about all those things at another time. But right now, we are not going to confuse activity with productivity, because I don't believe in my lifetime another opportunity will come along like what we have with Legal Shield. So I'm not going to look back and have regret. I'm not going to look back and say I missed it. I'm 14 years into this business, and I'm more sold out and more excited today than I've ever been. Now, one other quick thing, and I'll certainly hand it back to your amazing leadership, but what my mentor taught me 23 years ago is number four. Become an expert at building for events. Become a master at building for events. And all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is the event you want to be building for right now is the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference. Number one, if you're not registered, when we get off this phone tonight, you need to get registered, because you can't ask people to do what you're not willing to do. And of my 23 years in this industry, I've never missed an event. And I promise you, I'm more excited about the first ever in the 40-year history of Legal Shield, the first ever Learning and Leadership Conference. I spent time with our Vice President of Training and Associate Development, Mr. Patrick Hodges, a week ago, or just last Thursday when I was in Dallas for some meetings. It had been the second, actually the third time I had met him. And I tell you what, between Mid-Ocean, between Patrick Hodges, between Rip Mason and Alan Fernley, between Kathy Pinson, Melanie Lawson, and the rest of our corporate staff and our home office staff, never before do I believe in the history of the Drechstein industry has anything been put together to the magnitude, excuse me, to the magnitude of what's being put together in Dallas. It's called Learning and Leadership Conference. Not only will we learn, but we'll raise our awareness and our leadership to a whole nother level. And I promise you, what we're able to put together in 4 days, we will be able to not only improve our skill set, but we'll be able to implement by going into the marketplace like nothing we've ever seen. I'm working harder to get our team registered. I'm working harder at taking inventory. And I'm working double time right now because they've just opened up this conference to everybody. It was first a leadership conference, but now it's been opened up to everybody, which I'm so thankful for, because I believe, you know, it's the grassroots. It's the new junior associates, the new managers, as well as the platinums, as well as the diamonds, that are all in an amazing way going to benefit from what is really the first ever in the direct selling industry. And each one of us are a byproduct of what will be, you know, one of the most phenomenal opportunities and companies that we've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we literally created, you know, the legal services industry. We pioneered it. We're still pioneering it. But just like the early pioneers did with life, auto, and health as they achieved billions in market share, that's what you and I are doing. We're pioneering the legal services and identity theft industry. We will soon be a billion-dollar company. We really have no competition. And so the payout for the people that take action and move toward the activity side of things and don't take this business for granted, I believe will be a story that your grandchildren and grandchildren's grandchildren will talk about. Much like the Moore family, when Jeremy's in Hawaii and when Jeremy's doing what he does, I know the young man, I know his heart. He's extremely grateful to what his grandfather did to blaze the trail, as I am very thankful for what Ken did to blaze the trail for many of us on this phone. So, Ken, I appreciate you. Jeremy, Randy, I appreciate you. Jimmy, great knowing you're out there. And to my good friend, the Moore family, and Mr. Ken Moore, I'll throw it back to you.
John, first of all, I want to say thank you very, very much for being on the call. You're always an inspiration. And we had, you know, we got so many people on the call tonight that has been with the company so long, like Harold Pinson, 25, Linda Bowden, 25 years. She's celebrated her 21st. Harold Pinson, 23 years. We just got so many people. The Petermans, 18 years. We just got people after people, so I couldn't name them all on the call. I know they got a couple on the call, been on the team with me for 28 years on tonight. So we got a lot of what I call building stones, which I think you have to admit any building needs cornerstones. And then we got the new people coming on for the new mortar, the new brick, to where there's a crack, we fill it up there. I think this is the greatest thing. I was telling Randy, I said, you know, even when you count things, once in a while little things jump up you don't like. When you look it down, 99% good. I'm not a fool. I'm not going to quit 90% positive for 10% negative because somebody got irritated over something. You know, John, I want to see how you feel about it. I told people, I tell them over and over, one thing that gets me excited all over again about the product and everything, that's sure. But the fact is, you know, I'm older. I'm 76 years old, might live one day, might live 20 years. I don't know. But the good thing is, we're leaving a legacy. We're building a legacy for our children. And not only if you fix it right in your trust or however you fix it, will it get all the residual income that keeps paying in, they will continue to get the new income that's paying in too. So the way I fix mine up, where it can just go from generation to generation to generation. And I look, when I'm in the buried in the ground for 100 years, for 100 years from now, my legacy to be going on through Legal Shield. And I think that's a real exciting thing to think about, don't you?
I tell you what, Ken. I mean, for everybody that's taking notes, you own this book of business for the life of the customer, not the life of the job. And you're 100% correct. And to think that, you know, that you can will this to your family, that, like you said, put it in a trust, let this business carry on, is as special as it gets. And, Ken, I want to say this, too, is, as I probably should have never started naming names, but I do have to say, haven't seen Linda Bowden in a while, but what a great individual she is. And, you know, to Harold Pinson, I've been blessed to have been around Harold for the last 14 years. He's an individual I admire, and between him and his amazing wife Kathy, you guys have a very, very special team. So I want to just give a shout-out to those guys.
Well, you're a very special friend to our team, and I tell you what, we really certainly do appreciate you, John. And as you know, if you ever need me to speak or anything, I'll sure try to get the job done.
I know you will, and I appreciate every one of you guys, and let's make sure we do that soon. Sound good?
God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Jeremy, do you have a few words to say? I know that I have David Peterman on standing by here tonight, and David's always one of the better team players you'll ever get in your lifetime, and he's always got something positive to say. David, make some comments about the call tonight. I hope you're in speaker mode.
Mr. Moore, can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear, David.
Well, I tell you what, John Hoffman did a phenomenal job, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, it sounds like a lot of the things that you've told us time after time. You know, I think his, you know, the Dallas conference coming up and just the name of it, the Think,
Absolutely.
Learn, Grow. What a concept, and the detailed training that we're going to get. But, you know, as John talked about, and you've taught us for so long, I'm a product of our product. You know, use the product, share it, share the opportunity, and build for events and teach it. It's, I mean, it's all there. Recognize the trend. I took 4 pages of notes. I can.
Oh, good for you. Fast. I know you've often said you're the product of the product.
Absolutely.
I tell you, David, I think Randy, Jeremy, and I, we already got our rooms booked. We're already registered. We got that done right away because we're going to be in leadership. We need to get in there and do the right thing. And so sometime we may fail, but we sure do give it a good try because we appreciate every single one of our team members, whether they've been on 28 years or they've just been on, just got on the team today. Either way, we appreciate them, and we enjoy working with everybody. You and Gene's always up there, and if we shouldn't have started naming names tonight because there's so many on the call, we neglect somebody. We never want to neglect any teamer because you know what? They're all very, very important. If you take a building and you build it and use it in construction and you leave one little aspect out, the whole building could fold. Right, David?
That is right.
So we like to build strong. We really like to go for quality more than quantity, although we like a lot of quantity, but we like quality to go to. That's the reason we tell people when they do they present the membership to always let people know up front, yes, we'll help you on anything of a legal nature, but we must look within the contract and see where and how much. That way they know right up front that everything's not 100% covered. It helps our persistency to do that. I had a lady call me today that I'd sold them a long time ago, and her husband wanted to get back a hold of me. I have people every once in a while like that their children's come of age now, they need a membership, and they'll call, and it's really a good feeling. But, David, I want to thank you. I'll see if Jeremy has something to say, but thanks for being on the team and always being able to help. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
We're looking forward to Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there, David. And anybody else who will come, we'll be glad to have them too. Jeremy?
Well, what a great call.
Wonderful call.
Mr. Hoffman did a phenomenal job like he always does, and I hope the folks were able to take those get some good diligent notes tonight, because he said a lot of powerful information in a short period of time. And thank you for the kind words, Mr. Peterman. But guys, we really want to remind you guys of the big event we have in Ada, Oklahoma this Saturday. Again, any team members within driving distance to Ada, or any prospects, you definitely want to get them out. You know, why not be able to put them in front of a true living legend, Mr. Ken Moore? And, you know, I don't know of a better exposure than our corporate headquarters, as well as Mr. Moore, to get them in front of. So, guys, thank you all for joining us. And looking forward to seeing you again Saturday, Paul.
And Jeff and Jeremy, you're going to be in Philadelphia this week, aren't you?
I will be catching a plane to Philadelphia in the morning.
Well, I have to keep close tabs on you. But listen, everybody, we really appreciate it. And we've got to encourage you to get enrolled for Dallas. Let's don't hold back. Let's show them what we're about. But mainly, do it for yourself. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for Legal Shield. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your children's future, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. And the people out there, you know they need the business. We need the business. They need the membership and help them. And I guess that we're cutting a little bit short, 2 or 3 minutes tonight, but Randy, want to be sure and tell you guys hello and how much he appreciates you and everything like that. And we want to say, let's keep putting God first, our family second, and Legal Shield third, and let's get out there and make it happen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.